This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. After more than 2 years of an economic slump in Louisiana, a recent report published by the LSU Economics and Policy Research Group shows the number of jobs in Louisiana could reach record numbers by 2020. Here to discuss what to expect of Louisiana's economy over the next 2 years is Lauren Scott, author of the 2019-2020 Louisiana Economic Outlook and professor emeritus of economics at LSU. Mr. Scott, looking ahead to 2019-2020, the Louisiana Economic Outlook predicts an historic level of jobs in the state. What kind of jobs are we talking about?
Well, I mean, they are all across the board. There are a lot of different kinds of jobs that will be created. It is being led by the industrial construction side. We have a remarkable level of industrial construction underway in our state. The kind of big plant construction is what we're talking about when we talk about industrial construction.
The report says the state is expected to add nearly 60,000 jobs next year. How does that compare to the number of jobs that we've been adding?
Well, now that 60,000 jobs is over 2 years. These are very good numbers compared to what we've experienced in the last 3 years, because we just emerged from a 28-month recession in which we were losing jobs. We had very, very good growth in Lake Charles, Baton Rouge, to some extent in the New Orleans area, but we had just terrible declines in the oil patch, especially in Lafayette and in Houma, and that just pulled the whole state economy down.
The report says that over the next 2 years, Louisiana could hit the 2 million job mark, which would be the highest number of jobs in the state's history.
If our forecasts are correct, we'll hit that mark in 2019. We're very, very close to it right now. We were almost ready to cross it at one point, and then Katrina hit and set us way back. We were almost ready to hit that mark when the Great Recession hit, and that set us back again. Almost ready to hit that mark when the price of oil collapsed in 2015, and that set us back again. So we've been kind of toying with it, being very, very close, but not quite attaining it. But it looks like now I think we're going to make it in 2019. Unless something really unforeseen happens out there we don't know about right now.
Which areas of Louisiana are really doing well economically, and which areas would you say are still struggling?
The area that's doing the best, oddly enough, is Lake Charles. If you look at the period from 2013 to 2018, Lake Charles was the fastest growing metropolitan area in the United States, not just Louisiana. Very good growth rate there, very good growth rate in Baton Rouge, and along the river down to New Orleans. The real kind of difficult area for the state is anything above I-10. The middle and the northern parts of the state have not had much in the way of growth, really, for the last few years. And right now, there aren't a number of major projects that have been announced.
What's the biggest concern that remains about Louisiana's economy?
One of the big concerns is, you know, what's ultimately going to happen to the U.S. economy. All the indicators indicate that the U.S. economy is going to continue to grow over this two-year time period, and at pretty good rates, and rates in the 3% range. However, if the tariff issues are not settled pretty soon, if this president's tariff initiatives end up creating a trade war, then we're going to go into a national recession in the latter part of 19 and into 20 that will make the Great Recession look trivial, I think.
Lauren Scott, Professor Emeritus of Economics at LSU, thanks for joining.
Thank you.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations in Baton Rouge.